up, I can't hear what you say. Drowning my thoughts when I'm stuck in my ways. Blind in your eyes with the lights on my spaceship. And me make millions with dreams that he chasing.
Man on the moon and you still in the field. Y'all just keep testing my patience for real. You worry about memes, I'm worried about meals. She love how I'm stroking, she keeping it still. I keep the flow with it. I got the drip and she noticing. She wanna pick, I said what's the deal. I'm living my life, I don't care how you feel.
Everything's around us, so doing it big. Flow like the water and strong as the wind. Kicking up dirt and I'm washing my sins. I'm smooth like a snake and I'm hot like a sick. You gotta tell me, you tell me again.
Copy, you know what I'm Make sure you guys like that song that we came in with, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is, but it's gonna be in the post edit, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yo, man, you know, man, make sure you go check them out. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Don Core and D-Week and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Don Core, baby.
Nigga said spliff in the building, spliffing balls.
Yes, sir. And we back at it with the Don Core D-Week and Hippie Show. Like I said, this should be episode 273. We back at it. What's good, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Nigga said, I've been going for a while. My bad, y'all. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. When we do the episode with all four of us, it's clip for niggas.
It's over.
That last episode was fire.
Fantastic.
Share, like, comment. Please comment.
Mm-hmm.
That should be, like, needed.
Bad, you know. Good. We want all that, but I'm feeling good, man. It was real snowing, but it stopped. Yeah. We said it'll probably creep up a little bit in March. Ain't nothing thick. It's too warm. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna keep it moving towards this nice, beautiful spring weather that's coming up. And I'm feeling good. Feeling great. College tournament about to kick off.
That's a fact.
You know, it's my time of year.
Yeah. So Spliff, what's good, man? How you feeling, my guy?
I just want to say, for all the people that know about me and battle rap and that know me on this show, I'm not missing battle rap because of the show. Just had to say that.
You getting disclaimers already?
Nah, because I missed like two events back to back. And I usually be at everything, but family shit happens. But you know.
Because of us.
Man, they can't say that, because I've been doing this for years, and you go to more leagues than everything.
So what happened was, I didn't go to Chaos and I didn't go to Fight Back Arena.
Yeah, I ain't make it out to FBA. My fault, Moolah. That'd have been my third battle rap weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to take care of the lady. You know what I'm saying? Can't have you thinking you a battle rap thought. You know what I'm saying? So I had to. That was a home weekend for me.
Yeah.
But I heard the event was a success. You know, so shout out to FBA. Shout out to Chaos too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a fact, man. Shout out to all the battle rappers out here, man. Shout out to Choom Choom. She might sneak in there on this episode. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I was talking to her on the phone and all that. You know what I mean? Shit happens. You know what I mean, Spliff?
Shout out to sis.
Yeah.
Shout out to that work she do, because she makes sure everything's right.
Yeah, man. You got to get it popping with that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like I said, we back at it. This should be episode 273. How was y'all weekend? What was going on with y'all, man?
Past weekend?
Y'all watched the Oscars?
No. I went to see Creed.
Yeah, we spoke about that.
We spoke on that. You know me, the regular degular sports betting, killing college basketball, shit like that. And watching the NBA and shit. Chilling with my lady. That's about it. It was a regular weekend.
Yeah. That's what's up. I asked about the Oscars because I know you probably saw the big story about it, though. Angela Bassett got snubbed for a supporting actress.
Yo, did she get snubbed, though?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
For what?
Black Panther 2.
She got nominated for Wakanda Forever?
Yeah, supporting role in that.
That just came out?
Yeah.
You felt like she should have been nominated?
Over Jamie Lee Curtis?
No. I'm not asking you. None of that.
That's the movie she played this year.
I'm not against that. I'm just saying, you feel like that was like Oscar worthy performance?
For a supporting actress? Yeah.
I didn't feel that way.
No. She was the best thing in the movie.
I didn't think the movie was good. So that's not saying too much. But I just didn't feel like that was like, you know what I'm saying? But I guess so. I can't think of any other supporting roles, like female-wise, that I would choose to.
Angela Bassett for Black Panther.
Right.
Kerry Colon, I don't know you, the Banshees of
Inisherin. I ain't watched
the show. Jamie Lee Curtis, who won the award for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I never watched that. I don't know what that is.
Stephanie HSU for the same movie, and Hung Chu for The Whale.
I don't know none of the movies.
Angela Bassett should have won. That's all I'm saying.
You watch any of those other movies?
I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once, and I started The Whale. That's the movie with Brandon Fraser.
When he found,
he get back in touch with his daughter and all that.
Okay,
that's that movie. Man, I started it, but I didn't finish watching it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So you could have more judgment on this than any of us.
Yeah, and I just think Angela Bassett should have won because she did a better.
All right, that's why I asked you the question. See, and you seen those movies. I can't say, and that's what I was gonna say. I can't say who should have won because I didn't see the other movies. Because
Everything Everywhere All at Once, that's the movie that everybody was.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, everybody was talking about like in the ending of last year. Shit.
I remember. It didn't catch me.
Yeah, it was like everything was happening, but it all connected and everything like that.
Yeah,
so.
I know the movie, but yeah. I'm gonna watch it just to, so I could judge more. But I just didn't feel like the role, the Wakanda Queen role, caught me. What's up with Swift?
This nigga split.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I seen that. I mean, I ain't think too much of it. It's the Oscars, man. These the Academy Awards, and I always say, this they shit.
Yeah.
It's the Grammys, the Emmys, the Oscars. What we expect? Stop trying to be accepted, and let's. It's enough millionaires. It's a few black billionaires out here now. Let's create our own Academy Awards, man. That's it. That's, you know, I always, that's my shit. Every year we've been doing this probably.
But niggas don't take, we don't take our own shit serious.
That's the problem. We want the recognition.
Yeah.
It should be the BET Awards. At one point it was. And in music.
At one point it was the BET Awards, the Source Awards, the XXL Awards. It was that. But I don't know what happened.
Yo, what happened to the Source Awards?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Like, y'all niggas still make magazines.
The Source got outsourced, first of all, the magazine. So it's done for that. It's been done for a while. Hmm. I don't know how much the awards had to do apart with the magazine.
So what? The XL is like the only shit still out for urban hip hop?
XXL? I mean,
right, that's what I'm saying. So
I guess everything is more on social media.
But
there's still people that still doing certain shit. So
XXL. I see XXL still doing that.
I mean, it's still the biggest
thing. But they don't
have
awards. They don't do award show no more.
Yeah, they just hype up certain people.
The only thing they still do the freshman class thing?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why I thought Source was still.
Nah, Source is out of here. Oh, Source is out of here.
The Source been out of here for a while. Eminem got him out of here.
Yeah. Remember Eminem brought him out? And
it was, because anyway, it was Benzino thing. You
know? I'm just saying, we need to focus more on that. You know, instead of trying to dress up for the red carpet, for their red carpet and getting our hopes up and just to get let down every year. Unless you play a corrupt role in a movie or you do what Halle Berry did. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man.
The awards are important, though.
They are. They are. Especially in your specialized field. But you can't just continue to put stake into these white people's shit.
Yeah.
Because it's not for us. It never was. So you already fought through that door. Now you're in them seats and they looking at you like, yeah, what you did was cool, but it was a superhero movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, any way to downplay it. So That's the only shit I'll be trying to be stuck on and get people to recognize. Like, we got to fight for our own, for real, because we just in somebody else's crib.
Yeah, because as soon as, right after that, Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors came up to present an award, and the first thing they said, "We love you, Auntie," and they looked directly at her. And everybody was like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to support you regardless because, you know what I mean? We knew you should have got
the real truth is she should have been got an Oscar.
Yeah.
Should have got an Oscar for Tina Turner. She should have got an Oscar for Wayne XL. She should have been got an Oscar. That's the real shit to talk about.
Stella got her groove back.
Stella got, look at that. Look at who won those years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just, to me, I'm just like, Wakanda forever.
That's why it's messed up because you got to, like, Well, like, we got web series out here that we watch that.
Talking to the
Mic? Oh, yeah. We got web series out here that we don't get appreciated. You feel me? RIP to Boom and all that. You feel me? But a lot of these shows be really dope, bro. And these movies that we watch, that we made hood classics and all that, don't get respect in those award shows.
They never will.
So it's like, we really. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Niggas gotta do that shit, cause I be thinking about that shit with the battle rap shit a lot, and I be like, yo, like, you might gotta fake make a little war show for niggas.
I mean, you have to do everything on your own. That's how something gets started. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's nothing far fetched. Rest in peace to who was that? That had the mixtape awards.
Casey.
It wasn't K Slade. It wasn't K Slade.
He
was a part of it.
He was winning them.
He was a part. Yeah, he was winning. He was a part of it.
Justo.
Yes, yes. Because I almost said Green, and I'm bugging. But those are just always the nominees.
Clue was like winning every year.
No. Green was winning a lot.
Oh,
Green Lantern was winning a lot. Because come on, son.
It's a couple of dudes that got crazy.
Green Lantern mixtapes.
Clue had fire too. Don't do it.
Yes, I'm not saying he didn't have fire.
Yeah, shit was, he was in his bag too.
You, the Green Lantern, it just was different. And he had all Jada shit.
Green Lantern was winning all those DJs.
Yeah, he was smoking shit.
I remember that.
Yeah, he was wild. He had original freestyle.
I remember the mixtape awards, it being smoke because he was always winning and they would be mad. So we had it before Justo. Shout out to Justo. Rest in peace. Sorry for forgetting the name real quick. It was so long ago. But nobody has invested in bringing that back. So that's even a lane and shit that's open for us, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's needed, but somebody has to take the initiative. Just like at the top, Hove over there in the NFL and all that. I rock with all that. Get the team and all that. But we still got to build our shit up. It's only so much we can do from here. The ones at the top got to break that shit down, man.
That's why the big three was a big thing.
Why is the Grammys? Look at the Grammys. Yo, people were so happy. My fault, y'all, to be the 50 years of hip-hop to be celebrated at the Grammys. That's cool. But this the same place that didn't accept us from the beginning. They didn't even want to televise us. So how much satisfaction do we get from that?
Supporting that shit.
Come on.
When they was down. Put money in their pocket?
How much money they put in Rakim's pocket that night? The same person who they didn't want to recognize. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. I don't know. We got to think bigger now, man.
Nah, that's a fact. Like I said, that was like the only thing, because I didn't watch the Oscars, but that's the only thing through social media that stood out to me from that night, you know what I'm saying? So, but shout out to her specifically, you know what I'm saying? Because like you said, she got mad roles that she could have been won this award off of, and you just never gave it to her. So, I don't know. Let's see what happens, man. You know, because then when shit like this happened, they like to be like referees and do a makeup call next year, you know what I'm saying? And it won't be a good movie that she did.
Yeah.
You went to go see Scream?
I seen it on a booty boot.
It was good?
Scream?
Yeah, Scream 6.
I ain't watching it.
Seen Scream 5?
I gotta see that.
You seen Scream 5, the last one?
When
Dewey died. Yeah, that's the last one. So this one, boy in New York, he in the Yeti.
Hold on.
Yeah, my son came to the Big Apple, bro.
Yo, off the trailer, I was like, this is different.
Even he said in the trailer, he said, I'm something different. I was like, ooh, I ain't watching it.
Not going to spoil it, but I like this movie a lot. And I feel like it's continuing the franchise. It's going to be a Scream 7. And it's good. Good. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, shit. They did a good job. And the succession, if you watch Part 5, right?
No, I ain't watching.
So you have to watch Part 5 to know who this girl is. So I'm telling you Part 5 already. Dewey's dead, nigga, in that. He's up out of here. You seen that one.
I seen, like...
So, the main character is Billy's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Like, I've been hearing about the storyline and shit that's been going on. I just haven't watched
it. It's different, and I like it. I like it a lot. And this movie, it did its thing, man. It did its thing. I won't spoil it now for you, but it was a good movie.
That's what's up. Let's see where I want to go with this.
Give Ghostface his respect on that slasher list, man. He might be ahead of Jason, no bullshit.
Well, you got him in the slasher movies, bro.
You said Jason.
That's like Jason, Michael Myers.
Scream dude, Ghostface.
Ghostface, Chucky, Freddy.
Where I got Ghostface at?
With the slasher. He top five for you?
I fuck with Scream, so I'm not going to shit on son, right? Mm. Real shit. He could be in a five.
New five? What's that? Your phone, boy?
My antennas don't be antenna. I put him in five. He could probably get four, maybe.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Because you know why? It's a lot of short little killers we got. So my son goes, you feel me? He good, bruh.
He been around for a minute now.
Yeah, he caught bodies.
Yeah, he came in.
A lot of niggas don't get to six.
He came in the game at 9-6.
And the difference is, it's different ones. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same person. Like, he's being reincarnated into something else. It's a succession of a storyline. So Ghostface is what you see, but it's not. It's what you see. It's not who it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's what's different about him too.
Yeah. Some Scooby Doo shit.
Right. I got him top three.
It's awesome. Like, I just saw Stan Lee explain why they made Spider-Man like that, with the suit like that, where you can't see him, so you don't know who it is. You know what
Ghostface is like the tooth, like DNA tooth to me. My bad, I had to be battle rappy with that. My bad.
Oh, you compared him to a battle rapper?
Nah, fucking media. Big homie
puppet,
yeah, they scared of the puppet,
yeah,
gangster.
I fuck with it. After this, I feel like he moved up that chart when we was looking at.
Yeah, me and Cole was just talking about that shit.
Well, so I feel like he moved up.
Jason, he ahead of Freddy.
Yeah, he ahead of Freddy.
So I'll have Freddy at five then.
I got him ahead of Freddy. I got only Mike and Jason is like, cause it's not just the storyline. Like, he get motherfuckers a body there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the way
what
he
about
kills
Jason
you.
With Jason at? My bad.
Jason too. Jason too. Right. Mike still got it. Mike still got it. He ain't ended right, but Mike got it because you know he's physical.
So you got Mike Myers at one.
Jason at two, about to get passed up.
Yo, Jason might. Yo, niggas is sleeping on my son Jason.
Nah, never.
Jason X.
That's, see,
they said X come outside. He's smoking niggas, bro.
That's when they got kind of corny.
That's what I'm saying. It ties.
No, Jason X was the one space, corny, right?
But that nigga chase you in real life, niggas is out of here, bro. I understand what you mean with the shit being corny, but all honesty, that Jason chasing niggas, nah, bro. That nigga with the first Jason speed. It's over for niggas.
My son, when Jason came to New York, that shit was crazy too.
And not like Ghostface though.
Wait, hold on, bro.
Ghostface not better than
Mike
Jason.
Ghostface. You got Jason. Who's all the niggas?
Freddy. You got like Chucky. Freddy, Chucky. Pinhead.
Candyman.
There, he got the hook. Pause.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, like, who the fuck is that?
Somebody else. American Psycho. I said Pinhead. American Psycho. It's a few. It's a few. Texas Chainsaw. That's
yeah.
And that's my. That's four. You feel me?
He's four.
Yeah, and
he's four.
But there's a lot.
Leatherface is number four.
Wait, so you got Mike over Jason because of
just the.
The whole story,
I think it's the storyline that puts it in front. But he also the way Mike kills shit is crazy, bro. He pop your eyeballs out and shit with his hands, like he physical. You know what I'm saying? So Jason is, you know, he is a mockery of Mike. So I can't put him.
Mike
is first.
Michael Myers came out first?
Yes, sir.
I guess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mike came out first, and they created Jason. That's why it's the same mask.
I fuck with Jason a little more.
I fuck with Jason. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I
Mike
was
use anything.
Jason,
Mike could use anything. Freddy. Mike could smash your head into the fucking piano, bro.
Yo, shout out to my cousin Omar. You heard? That nigga used to have niggas watching all the horror flicks. Son, this nigga's a year older than me, bro. Like, boy, why are we watching this, boy?
Yeah.
All the horror shits, nigga. I was like, all right.
Jason is more. Jason is more.
I fuck with Jason.
Friday 13th more on the supernatural shit. Like, no matter what, he drowned, but somehow he came back. Freddy, he haunts your dreams. Mike on your ass. Like,
yeah, Mike on. All right, I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying? They think they killed him, but nah.
And he got he one real. Of the best masks in the body game.
He real. Like, niggas thought he killed him. He killed the EMT nigga, crashed the shit. They like, oh, this nigga's still alive.
My son Jigsaw don't get up there, right?
He did, but he not five. Because he not doing it. He making it for to yourself.
That's still five.
That is five. That's why he top 10. He top 10. Because
them souls was fire, bro.
Yeah, them movies was crazy.
If Final Destination could be a person, y'all niggas would be in there too. Because yeah, Final Destination was one of those.
Nigga, that's death.
Yeah, Final Destination was different.
That nigga's death.
That shit was different.
You know, but go check Scream 6 out, man. Y'all appreciate it. I'm telling y'all. See five though. Watch five though.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch all of them shits back to back. Fuck it. Mm-hmm, why not? Mm-hmm. One through six. Why not?
I did it.
Yeah,
but we all spoke about this on separate occasions, and right. Now we here. You know what I'm saying?
Bum, bum, bum.
So Ja Morant is he not playing indefinitely for the rest of the year?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yo. I appreciate everyone that shared the Batman joint.
Playoffs too?
Yeah, so after going, he went into counseling, so they saying that he gonna be out indefinitely for the rest of the year. So, and Powerade dropped him.
Yo, can I get the Powerade dog drink?
This one?
Yeah.
Powerade dropped him?
What? Oh, no.
Y'all niggas, what you mean?
You're losing the money.
He pulled out a gun.
I expected that because, first of all, Powerade does not invest in NBA players.
The only thing that you're going to get a second chance in is with the NBA.
You can actually check that out. You can actually check.
They don't really mess with them and you can actually
check that out. Powerade does not invest in NBA athletes. They don't. Not even football for the most part. They're more on like some like track, tennis. Because Gatorade got NFL, NBA kind of sold up. They ain't pouring no Powerade in the Super Bowl and the championship. That's Gatorade.
They probably didn't try to buy them out.
So, nah, they comp. They leave them niggas alone. Let them die.
He fucked up, man.
Damn. I just want to say. The energy that you put out into the world is you receive back.
That should have come back real quick.
And that's why I've been trying to like live differently, and it's been working in some sorts, but some not. But in the case of Ja, I pray for him, man. I don't pray much, but it's kids out here that look up to him. Lil Mo is just here. He's not even a basketball player. He mentioned Ja's name. You know what I'm saying? Because of the influence that he has. But imagine what Lil Mo is thinking about him right now. A kid that got his head on right. He can't make mistakes like that. And I can't like Ja Morant. To that kid, he like, I don't even want to watch him play when he come back. Promise you.
But no, bro, that's him.
So, but imagine the kids that don't. And yeah, it's not like him.
I'm going for that. You look like one of the bros
you
outside.
You look like one of the guys. So I could do this. I could live like this again in the NBA. No, that's not how Ja was living until he was in the NBA.
It's valid. It's valid for somebody that was a fan of him or for somebody that, you know, watched him and be like, yo, I want to be like this person. But, you know what I mean? Like, the book ain't done. You know what I'm saying? This is a chapter. Redemption is always a chapter in the book. You know what I'm saying? Good. We gotta see what happens after this. You asked me, is it for the playoffs too? I don't know. I just said yeah because it says indefinitely. You know what I'm saying?
They always take that off.
Yeah, so you could. They probably bring him back slowly.
It's just
like
a season.
I think it's more for like that part of his story. Like, bro, listen. You gotta chill, bro.
Everything now is on Super Gold.
That's not what this is about, bro. That's not what this is about, bro. You gotta chill, bro. For real, for real. You gotta put yourself in a safer space and just chill.
But not only that, right? Because I didn't see that. I'm really just learning that just now. But I had seen the suspension alone cost him like 40 mil because he won't be qualified for the NBA first team. And you know, they contracts come with incentives. So if he'd have been there, I think it was like a $35 million like incentive, and then it was like a $5 million incentive on games played or something. I might be wrong about the games played, but it was another incentive that it took him to like 46 to 49 mil. And because of this, you missed out on that. Now, Powerade dropped, like, yo.
I'm upset, man. Because Cole, no, I was a fan of him when he was on Murray State.
Yeah, I wanted him in the draft. I was tight the Knicks fell at three.
And there's not, like, I was just telling Trav when Trav was here the other day.
I'm kind of happy we didn't get him.
I was telling him, like, yo, there's not a lot of, like, there's not a lot of American stars in the NBA right now. Superstars,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's a superstar.
The people, potential. The people that are running the league right now are Jokic, Embiid, Doncic, Giannis.
Not yet.
It's a lot.
Say the Giannis, bro.
Not, you say Giannis, not Luka yet. Not Luka yet.
I just mean like they like the super duper stars. Sound, you know what I'm saying? Right? But there's
potential. Luka is still a potential.
There's a bag for that. The American super duper star that they're not using right now, right? It's probably used on Jason Tatum a little bit.
Not so much.
Because he's not there yet. You know what I'm saying? Because when you look at him, you think of a duo. You think of like Styles and Jada with him and Jaylen Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like they a duo. Mm-hmm. But Ja Morant had that potential, like Cole was saying, to be that American star that was going to get that bag from every corporation and everything like that. And this did not help that.
In the words of this, you could have been Mike, bro. You could have been Mike, bro.
Don't be AI, because that was my influence. And I could look at the difference between the people that play ball that was older than me, that was influenced by Mike. Mm-hmm. More professional, mm-hmm. and all that. Then my generation
with AI,
yeah. When practice ain't matter, and I could do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he was more influential than Kobe, mm-hmm. at the time. AI,
yeah,
like he was more.
Everybody
influential.
Everybody wanted number three.
I got Kobe on, but I'm just saying.
I mean,
now I'm
AI
just saying
was that dude.
Like Cole said, a lot of kids would look up to AI and be like, "Yo, I want to be like that."
Niggas
more like
number
that.
Three after 23.
And then after that, you get the more buttoned up again with Bron.
AI had one of the most expensive.
And then
it
was about to come back to that with Ja, and it's like we can't do that again, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather have Jokic. You know what I'm saying? But and then you got people that's gonna take advantage of the situation. Like the only reason his pictures came out of him in the strip club throwing $130,000 in the air is because the person is gonna take advantage of that. Now I'm gonna sell these pictures.
Side note.
Mm-hmm.
Why boy ain't had no shirt on?
I don't know, bro.
Why he in the strip club?
I don't know.
With no shirt on. That's, I don't know. That's just crazy to me. It's like, I'm ready.
I think it was a real stupid move, bro.
I'm ready to go.
I think you
right
gotta move
now.
Way better than what you was moving. Yeah. But
he was out here with a top off.
Yeah.
Ja ain't had no shirt on in the strip club.
Yeah, he was trying to take it to the spot. Yeah, he tried to take it to the spot, bro.
You gotta know the consequences that's gonna come with your actions. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man.
nigga was focused.
What you need? 40 racks? Light, ma. I ain't got no shirt on.
You saw the story with Sean Kemp?
Yeah. Still banging at 40, huh?
I heard he did a drive-by or something like that.
Something like that. Has Shorty as the driver?
Alleged driver.
Allegedly.
Get the fuck.
Sean Kemp, bro.
That's the drunken monkey. Don't play with him. Y'all see this? Y'all see what's going on in the streets out here? We in Brooklyn, so we might as well get to it.
What's going on?
Spliff know what's going on. What's going on today out here?
Open that window.
What's going on in the streets?
What's
the streets talking about?
No.
Let's get to live the streets.
Breaking news. The other day, we had Troy Apps.
Yes, we did.
On the courtroom. Talking on text, though.
You tried to look spiffy.
What is going on? God damn. Nah, that shit is spooky, bro. Because mad niggas acting like this nigga wasn't gonna... Like, he wasn't ratatouille.
If it's fight or flight, I'm always going to fight. Because... At that point, you could die. Collins, 37, said in Manhattan Supreme Court. Collins described grappling with Tax Tone, a hip-hop podcaster whose real name is Daryl Campbell, over the gun. It looks like if you see people wrestle in high school wrestling, that type of position. When the shot goes off, I see the light from the spark, and I hear the shot, he testified. This is all happening fast. I get up and start fighting Tax Tone, trying to take him, grab the gun, and another shot goes off. I put my leg up to kind of block the shot, you know what I'm saying, from like hitting me in the face or the chest. That's when Campbell shot him in both the legs, he told the jurors.
That's crazy.
That's all they really got there, yeah.
That's crazy, what he said. Boy. Son, this the same man that try to live off of this shooting shit, bro. Niggas be doing wild shit, bro. Mm. Nah, I'm good.
It's the same incident that kind of fucked up, like, battle rap.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's ironic, right?
Why? Yeah. No, bro, that event went down, and niggas is not... That's why Smack went down south.
Yeah, because they can't book no more events.
That's the same spot where they be at.
Urban Plaza.
Before COVID.
Yes.
This happened in 2016.
So once that happened, a lot of venues... weren't booking hip-hop events at all.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then when Smack finally did come back, the first event he did, remember this shit, Swift?
Same.
The fucking fight happened.
The movie up there.
Murder movie. Yes, sir. See? First event back in New York.
See? Damn.
They said Tax was talking too. He got up there and was saying,
"You gotta tell your story too now, right?" Oh no, you gotta stick.
Listen, I never been in that type of situation, in those type of situations. Okay,
that's a different situation.
I'm not going into no green room or no concert with no gun, and I'm not going in there with somebody with no gun with intentions of shooting, letting shots off in a green. Like, no, it's too many people. It's women here. A female was shot. Mano's girl. We see this shit detailed on Love and Hip Hop.
Bro.
So, what do you expect? Like, I don't know. What is he supposed to do? I don't know. Boy. What's the code for Tax Stone at this point? Just shut up?
Boy, I'm locked up.
Been locked up.
He been locked up for a gun charge.
And Troy had been
violating, but violating his parole on top of that, so...
Come on, bro. It wasn't like he had a choice. I'm going to stay. Like, nigga, I'm fighting for this shit.
What is he supposed to say?
This nigga shot me.
Okay. What?
Nigga chasing. Boy.
Who? It was Tax Gun?
Apparently. But Troy, that's the gun Troy was laying off in the club.
Boy,
and then when he left the club, that's what they caught him with two other guns and that gun.
Okay,
but they put the gun on Tax because the clip had his fingerprints on it, which is wild to me because
that's what I'm saying. So he was the one that came in with the gun.
That's what they saying.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like it's weird because now like was Troy Ave defending
himself? Troy Ave.
He was defending
them. They both were trying to say they both pleaded in self-defense.
He scuffled with Tax. What nigga is scuffling with the...
Hold on.
So,
But Tax... Because Tax been starting it on social media.
They was going back and forth. They was going back and forth.
And... See, I don't know. I don't want to get into it.
He's saying they was grappling and the gun went off. I don't know how niggas grappling with one... I mean, it's possible. Niggas is from Brooklyn. I've seen some crazy shit. So it's possible. But I don't know.
Troy have started it.
I don't know. But we but know how, niggas that was.
I'm asking is how, if he's the one that was fighting for.
All I'm going to say is this.
He was fighting for the gun, and then he got the gun and started shooting.
Yes.
So how he started it?
That's Troy Ave's story.
That's Troy Ave's story.
But the.
He's saying he got shot to make it look like something. The nigga started it, bro. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not choosing nobody's side.
No, I ain't choosing nobody's side either. Right. I'm just saying, if a nigga shot you, that means you started
All I'm going to say is niggas was in that green room that we know as well, and that's not the story that's being told. It's not
what I'm being told. Because I heard that Troy Ave went in there and started swinging on something.
I heard Tax walked in and niggas started swinging.
On him.
Boy, this whole shit is retarded. Respectfully, it's retarded, bro.
The only people that know the truth is the people that's in that court.
Listen, to be honest, just judging off of both characters, but I don't know who else walked in with Tax, but judging off the two that's there, the one I would think would let off in that green room is Troy. I don't know Tax Stone from podcast.
Jesus trying to be professional.
I don't know. I don't know that nigga from podcast.
Had the video, the shit with him shooting niggas. How much times that shit went through the internet? And he didn't say nothing to say nothing when that shit was going on, right? Mm. Come on, bro. So now you in the courtroom snitching on niggas. But he was just a tough shooter a whole couple of jokes ago.
We also got to remember that he got shot as well when he came home. Because remember, Troy got locked up too.
He got hit in the head, right?
Yeah, he got hit in the head during the holidays. Christmas Eve, I believe.
Crazy.
Niggas forgot that? On Rockway Park?
No.
On Rockway Park?
Got one good eye, bro.
Yeah, that was from
he
his
got shot too in the head.
But you hear what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah.
If he wasn't gonna tell, when he got shot in the head and drove to the hospital on some 50 Cent shit, remember that?
Well, he wanna say Tupac type shit.
Yeah, that's whatever what he said.
Yeah, bro, that boy.
He was gonna tell. When he said the streets wasn't a myth, we knew what was gonna happen.
Boy, he was already.
You know what I'm saying? We knew what was gonna happen, but it's like, it's just crazy to see it play out that way.
The nigga that was bringing the DJs.
He a rat. He had his man's punch McConan at SOB. I didn't forget none of this, man. Didn't forget none of this. And it's a bad eye for Brooklyn. Again, man, that's the only
it's
shit that...
The song is the shit with Fab.
That's the only shit that really be gripe, like, be bothering me that these niggas be looking up, making the borough look bad, man. And it's like, what are we supposed to say?
You could say, mind your business. You know what I'm saying? Like...
That's what happens out here.
With you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, that's why I listen to Biggie forever. Yo, head cheese.
Yeah, bro. I don't know.
A rap. Ain't no anybody trying to defend it, talking about, oh, what? No, Troy Ave is a rap, okay?
That's it.
He's a rap. He's trying to do this to get out of the gun cases he has against him as well. Niggas watch movies. He's giving up info for a betterment of him. He might not have to serve no time because he, you know, did a little time served already.
Yeah.
So he giving up the information he got now, cooperating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Put this nigga behind bars. He put the body on him.
Tax and Tax season the show. Shit is crazy.
Podcast was fire.
That's my inspiration to even do this. So it's crazy. But yeah, man.
Troy Ave. I don't got no comments, bro. That ass, bro. It's just like, this shit is crazy, bro.
I would feel different if Tax was like really like bullying him and like, right? Nah, Troy was like talking like, nigga,
cause niggas run up. To act tough, run bro. Up,
all that. Alright, nigga, do. And it's.
That's why that
lullabies
always disturbs me, bro. Like that, like he always was, pew, 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 pew. Mm-hmm. Like bro.
Like he was, he was
you,
like,
what are you? You was shooting people, bro. Sean did like 8-9 years for that shit, bro. That shit is not a
that's
joke.
That's a fact too, yeah.
Like, come on, bro. That shit is crazy. R.I.P. the son that R.I.P. Banger, man. But it's just bro, like. That nigga, I don't hear him say nothing about banging no more. Like,
nah, he talked about him when he was on Mav Hoffa podcast recently.
Or
a couple months ago. Yeah, he spoke about that situation still too.
Yeah, but Mav brought that up. That wasn't something he probably.
Yeah, that whole interview was basically about that shit too. So I just watched the clips that was put out and shit like that.
I can't watch it like that.
Yeah, when there's certain people and niggas be talking, be labeled be nasty.
And it don't even be that. Niggas be talking too fucking much already, and then you got more talking to do. What the fuck? Like, you gonna do all the talk, everything you gonna say?
That's why you got boy on
everything. Everything you gonna say on this podcast, you gonna say in court, but just in a more yes sir, no ma'am way. Fuck out of here.
Charleston White nigga is on his ass.
Charleston White niggas, right?
Hate these niggas.
I ain't gonna front. The homie sent me that. I was like, damn, see? It was like, calm as a game. He's like, I don't do this. Like, bro, y'all, you be this, doing shit.
Y'all know this Nas EBK?
Yeah. Drill rapper.
He's wild.
He got arrested for shooting in Times Square last month.
Yeah, what's up, man?
He had some other shit that was some terrorist shit. What? With some niggas in some store. With that little nigga that got choked by Mano.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That's what I'm saying, son.
Niggas want to go with the youth. Niggas want to go to jail. That's what I learned. Niggas just want to go to jail.
Niggas don't want no one playing with niggas.
What are you doing?
One of the things that I feel like is going to take us to the next level is obviously taking some of... Taking somebody's shots out. And by the way, shots
to
BBL.
Silicone gang, man.
Let me tell you why. A BBL is when they use your own fat. Shots
of
silicone.
Too skinny, stupid.
So, I just want all the ladies out there to know, do not get silicone shots. Because
eat good, live life, and your skin will glow, and your cakes will look beautiful, man.
That was Black China.
Wow, Black
China. Get her the fuck out of here.
She said she reducing some of the Jones on her Jones.
She might look like Jim Jones' moms.
She already do. Don't nobody care, mama.
Yeah, Black China gang, it's over, boy.
So you see Mexico president came out and said that Mexico is safer than the United States?
That nigga tripping. I mean, I never been to Mexico, so I can't say it.
I was in Jacket, Mexico. I'm going to Mexico.
Me too. I'm still going out there, too.
What you mean? Niggas lived in Brooklyn. This is why I was in the crib going like, yo, bro, we live in Brooklyn, bro. We can't go to Mexico, bro.
It's a war,
Cole. Come on, Cole. We can't go to Mexico, bro.
Nah.
What's that?
Me and Spoon not getting kidnapped out there.
Hell no.
Niggas getting kidnapped out that bitch. You heard, Cole?
Yo, bro. You know what's more crazy? You know what's crazy, Cole? That little border from the resort into right there, that's the most dangerous part of the world. If you go in the trenches, you good. Niggas be like, oh, we got to know somebody. It's okay. It's not that bad in the trenches in Mexico, bro.
I'm not going in the trenches.
I've been in the trenches in PR, bro. It's not that bad.
I mean,
but the resorts by PR, niggas will get you if you go to the wrong corner, bro. I'm telling you, bro, it's not that bad. It's good food over there and all of that. Thotties, $10
thotties. Nah, but I mean, every time I go to PR, I'm in the trenches, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight, though. Like, my family name ring bells out there. So.
You won't catch Don in no Mexico.
Yeah, shout out to all the Nunes family.
Maya Way and all that, you feel me? Gang, you feel me?
He know more than me, that's crazy.
Won't catch me.
I've been out there, nigga, since I was like 3 months.
Mexico.
Yo, boy, Mexico is it. Boy, what you be finding new Griselda Blanco, boy?
It's a no.
It's a movie.
It's a no. That's E-S. It's a no.
I don't know. I want to go to Mexico. I want to go to Mexico. I want to go to Cuba, too.
Yo, boy, we get sweatsuits with the Mexican flag on it, and we litty, boy.
You don't want to go to Cuba?
Outside.
Yeah, but he wild in Mexico.
I'll go to Cuba.
I ain't going to Mexico, bro. Mexico
ain't. You ain't hit PR yet, right?
Nah.
Yeah, we gotta go to PR.
Bro, you know why you could go to Mexico? Because there's a new Mexico. It's valid, bro.
You been to DR? You been to DR?
Yeah, I went with family. I didn't have fun in DR.
I'm not allowed to go to DR.
I ain't been there.
I'm not allowed to go to DR, okay?
Oh, so it's DR?
Nope. We can't go to DR. We go to PR.
Oh, you got to try to stay.
Listen.
It's nasty and
you can't go to DR and then act like nothing didn't happen, even if it didn't happen.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just believe that something happened because niggas went on a group trip to DR. I can't go to DR with niggas.
Nah,
it can't happen.
Yo, like, how is it?
Yo, babe, I'm going to DR with it's like five of us. I'm getting shot, nigga. I'm not making it to the airport.
Yo, you got me crying. It's facts though. Mm-hmm. I ain't even mad at you.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got any other topics that y'all have for the episode?
I think we want to talk about Thirst Card.
Promote
that real quick.
For my story.
Some predictions.
That's why I'm glad Swift is here, man, because I can actually talk battle rap with someone. I have someone that I can talk battle rap with.
Come on, man.
That's lingo and tune to get the Weekend Hippie a little more in tune with the shit.
Right,
and then I got the sports with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
Shout out to Dawes Betts.
April 1st, I'm going to the April Fool's comedy show at Barclays. So
right, I'm gonna pop out.
I told her you always got a show when I'm doing something.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop out.
Yeah, my son Pell gonna be there.
She invited me personally to her first one, and not disrespected.
Shit happened. It was a good turnout.
I went to a corny ass event.
Happened and that didn't go out, so you know, it's just mysteries.
What we got?
LS versus J Real Suave.
Fire.
Right? LS? So we're gonna keep it funky. I told niggas what it was.
LS?
LS with the win.
Yeah, you know.
Right? But I'm gonna keep Suave, he gotta do what he gotta do. He gotta go crazy. Like
he
LS is
smoke?
The name.
He getting smoke.
He good though.
I said
kinda good because I seen him only one time.
All right,
but he's good though. He got potential
compared to what LS do.
See, the thing is,
it could be ugly.
With LS, she got to be aggressive, bro.
Okay.
I haven't seen like killer finisher. Like she's skilled with what she do. She rap that fire shit. You feel me? But she's not thumping at motherfuckers. And then like she got this one corny weakness niggas keep trying to run back to. So I just feel like she gotta assassinate this new nigga.
Okay. Elevate.
And I told niggas like, yo, bro, respectfully, LS cannot lose to this new nigga, bro. So
I'm gonna talk. Swab, I'm gonna hit sis up. Let's see what she has. Hell yeah, I got LS.
Respectfully, cause experience, and she's really, really lyrical. And then it just be shitty with
two feelings.
Battle rap. No, it's a dude.
No, it's a dude. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So LS is the shorty, and then my son, okay. Real J Swap.
She goes hard shit.
Yeah, that's a fact. Heavy on the ES.
Heavy on that.
The next shit is C Deep and DC Banger.
I'm not too familiar with both, but I know who DC Banger is. I know what he looked like.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched the battle. I gotta see him.
So I'm gonna keep it 100 because we judging everything off the hype. C Deep and DC Banger's a fire battle.
Mm.
They both fire rappers on the come up right now. You feel me? They got certain shits. They got a lot of battles that got canceled because people not coming and being professional and shit.
I know C Deep through Third.
Mm-hmm.
See, all right, see. I just ain't seen that yet.
C Deep is real lyrical. He could do like the street shit, but DC's more into the street shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like DC levels up every other battle. You feel me?
Right.
When he get like when niggas cancel on him, next joint he's wild.
He about to wild.
Yeah.
Cause his shit packed
so
up.
So you gotta his performance I've been seeing been going crazy.
He's still new though.
But C Deep is lyrical, like lyrical where you like you gonna have to catch what he's saying. He's fake funny.
DC Banger might get him out of here.
Nah.
He might.
That shit really coin flipped to me because I think it's one round two.
How many battles C Deep got? Like two, three?
Mm-mm. I think like that I see. Nah, I'm lying now. He probably got like four or five battles. But it's out of town shit.
So like, it's either upstate, way.
Like DC and shit, VA, like weird shit, like.
Okay, it's either way right now.
I think he got like maybe two in NYC. All right.
I got DC Banger.
It's a coin flip for you.
I got DC Banger.
It's one of those I want to watch. I really can't call it. Like if I gotta call it, I get high with DC, man.
Yeah, DC banger.
Yo, C Deep is fire, man. It's just a lot of people got C Deep winning.
Okay, so I got DC banger
because you know DC got haters, but I feel like DC gonna show out. So it's whoever do the best out of the two, but we're gonna DC banger, man. You my homie though, man.
Now just cause I picked him for this battle, I'ma watch this battle even if, cause I'ma be at the comedy show. So when it drop, I'ma watch it.
What's the next one you want to talk about?
Matt Live and Piffy P. Right? I got Piffy P.
I got Piffy.
Matt Live definitely got crazy with the shit with Cap Live, and he had another battle. I forgot what it was. My bad game. But I got Piffy, man. Next shit is Joe Hundo and Nova Greasy. Fire battle. Niggas is sleeping on this if they not hyped for this one.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with both. I know Nova Greasy. I seen that name more.
Yeah, my son be wildin' on the IG and all that.
I mean, on Colors, too. Joe Hundo
was definitely a young up-and-comer. Talking shit.
Okay. See what's going on.
I ain't go front. I would say Hundo if it was someone else. Nova coming back.
Split Nova's being biased.
For the kill.
Split being biased.
Yeah, it's alright.
That's how battle rap go. Go ahead.
Yo, the shit's so fucked up. I'll be biased, but I'll tell niggas certain reasons. They can be like, ah, bullshit. Alright, cool, whatever, bro.
It is what it is.
Joe Hundo's gonna smack everyone else for the rest of the year. My son Nova Greasy going. Start battling more.
Give me one more.
I got Nova. Damn, I gotta rush the car now. Let me rush the car now. But Daffy Green and Young L, man.
Got Daffy this week, all shit. I know Young L fire though.
Young Grizz and Presidential Dubs.
Prezi.
Nitty.
That's
and,
a fire battle.
Nitty and Lady Kosha.
It's the haunts. It's Nitty, you baby.
Nah, cause I gotta get him. We got Ishmoola versus King Money.
Shout out to you, man. We still ain't meet, but you know our names is always
who is?
Connected. Yeah, for some reason.
That's because of Troy's stupid ass.
Yo, Ish, what's good, Ish? Nah, niggas retarded. Yo, A
this is a fire battle.
A Warden Saga versus Jagger and Gutter.
You know that's clear shit. Clear all no, baby.
Yo, shout out to
Shout out my nigga
G. I got Ish in that battle.
Oh shit. Bloodsport Volume 1, you heard?
A nigga scared to say Ish over money. I know how it go out, not you.
Nah, I'm gonna keep it. Money's gonna say some shit that's gonna fuck the game up, but Ish is an upgraded version of money. Ish punch crazy, but the shit that money talk about is crazy, so that's why it's tough for me to say that.
I think both of their material both hits you
here outside, but
I feel like I feel like Ish is just a little more.
Ish battles every day, bro. This nigga is punching niggas at a crazy rapid speed, bro. Still, anybody, everybody, anyone you talk about, money come out for only certain niggas. That's why this battle is different. I'm just saying, this is why it's different. And for the niggas that know this shit, we gonna say Ish Moolah, because Ish battles every day. Nigga, Ish battle fucking First Lady Flame, Styles, and someone else in the same month.
I don't usually... pick against Ish. The only battle I felt like Ish might have was gonna have a problem coming in was the Styles battle, because I know it was 3 rounds, and Styles even doing 3 rounds, I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, for him to feel comfortable to do that coming back, I'm like, he got some shit. So, but other than that,
make sure y'all go check out this sis call, man.
Money's gonna say some shit. That's why I said, I like, yo, bro, I'm gonna pick Ish because it's game.
Without a doubt.
But Money's gonna say some shit that's gonna have that room going up.
If this was anywhere else, I would be pissed. But this third is the sis forever, so this is why I got
rushing the process.
She doing what she's supposed to do.
She just putting what she want to see on her car.
Yeah, she doing what she's supposed to do.
And that's you how make you it happen. That's how you do it when it's your shit.
Yo, April 1st, don't miss Blood Sport Volume 1. She got the merch, the hat, the t-shirts,
everything, the drinks, running,
the bar, AC, tickets, all of that.
Tickets.
Yo, I'm about to put that on the IG. Tickets available. Again, but yo, just know, man, it's no games. It's deals out right now. You could probably get the ticket for way cheaper, or you could get the VIP and then get everything else cut off for no cheaper, no $5-$10 off, no da da da. You feel me? So get with the deals, man. April 1st.
There you go.
You real know? Quick, Corey, just real quick thoughts on a couple of the NFLs, because you know free agency about to start up.
Let's get to my niggas.
Y'all picked up Darren Waller in a trade.
Yes, in a trade, a third round, 100th fucking pick in the NFL draft. We got the top 5 tight end in the league. I'm lying. All right, good looking. Dame Jones is going to have a better year. He got Saquon back. Let's go, man. I like it. And we picked up a linebacker, so you ain't got to get to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Look out for Big Blue next year. Okay. And we're looking for wide receivers now.
The Jets signed Adam Lazard.
Aaron Rodgers on the way. Aaron Rodgers is on the way. That's one of the niggas that was on his wish list.
Stephon Gilmore went to the Cowboys.
Oh, he want to lose. He want to lose.
Patrick Peterson went to Pittsburgh. I like that with Micah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sam Darnold went to the 49ers.
Who gives a fuck?
He's starting for them.
Who cares?
I don't know.
He's not starting over Purdy.
He not playing.
What you mean?
That injury.
No, he be all right.
Like week 12.
He be good. He be good.
All right, we'll see. Jimmy Garoppolo went to Vegas.
Boom, boom, boom.
I like that.
For why? So it could be 5-what?
Jameis Winston re-signed with New Orleans. He said, I could beat out Derek Carr. Come on. Y'all playing. This is me. Hold on. What we going to do? We going to eat a W today? Yeah, that's what we going to do, nigga.
Jameis Winston. Give me my money.
That's really most of the standout shit.
Geno got paid. $40 million.
Jacoby and Myers is going with Jimmy Garoppolo to Vegas.
Nigga, the lawyer.
Yeah, I can shout this out for the peoples. I ain't gonna say the call.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh, no, no, go ahead.
Yo, we go hard.
You know that.
March 25th. Because I said April 25th on Mad Shit. I'm so mad. March 25th.
March 25th.
Ambush.
Yes.
You feel me? $30. You get a couple out. $30.
Next week.
Malcolm X. You feel me?
We in the crib.
We outside. Be there at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock so we can leave early.
Please.
It's a dream if we could be there at 5 o'clock, everybody.
It was a few events. We got out of there early, though.
Yeah, fire.
We couldn't fucking believe it.
But see, it was more out of town niggas coming early being finked out.
Yeah.
Niggas in the neighborhood. 5 o'clock, please. Not 8:30.
Jalen Ramsey to Miami.
Dope.
Man,
I was
wrong.
Nah, you
really,
nigga.
Dope. I like that. You gotta be there early, bro.
Nah, niggas gotta be there early.
This got me not even getting there early no
niggas
more.
Niggas be there early, April 21st, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don Cole and D-Week and him presents, put your lighters up, showcase, you know what I mean? And it's about to go down, man. Y'all know how we do. We get an assortment of talent. We got like 20 artists on this joint, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So make sure you guys pop out. That's going to be on 78 Saratoga Ave, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get it popping again.
We in the hood. We outside.
And the next Face Off Part 2 is coming too, just to let y'all know. That's just a little sneak peek, you know what I'm saying? But
shout out to add concert series to that. Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Shout out to Choon Choon again, you know what I'm saying?
Follow my IG, follow G's and shit.
I am Don Core, y'all.
You already know what time it is, man. So for Choon Choon, for Spliff, for Don Core,
it's
D-Week and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. We be right back at y'all real soon, man. Y'all already know the content is coming, man. So like, comment, subscribe, and
LCS, baby.
We see y'all real soon, man. We out.
Please subscribe, share, like it,
and comment it.
Cut.
Cut it out, bro.
it up, I can't hear what you say. Drowning my thoughts when I'm stuck in my ways. Blind in your eyes with the lights on my spaceship. And me make millions with dreams that he chasing.
Man on the moon and you still in the field. Y'all just keep testing my patience for real. You worry about memes, I'm worried about meals. She love how I'm stroking, she keeping it still. I keep the flow with it. I got the drip and she noticing. She wanna pick, so what's the deal? I'm living my life, I don't care how you feel.
Every surrounding, so doing it big. Flow like the water, strong as the wind. Kicking up dirt and I'm washing my sins. I'm smooth like a snake and I'm hot like a sick. You gotta tell me who taught me again. Top of the world and I'm tagging you in. Tapping her out that I'm tagging a friend. Been talking to God and he letting me win. Whipping